我们先读第一和第二节。
We will first read verse 1 and 2.
还是请大家一起来读。
Let us read together.
我们既然蒙怜悯，
For since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways.We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
我们再读第六节。
Verse 6.
那吩咐
光从黑暗里照出来的神，原性照在我们心里，
made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge
of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
就从第七节一直读到第十一节，十二节。
Now we will read from verse 7 to 12.
我们留着宝贝放在瓦器里。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned.Struck down but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
再读这十三十四节。
Verses 13-14. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.16-18. So outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs the night. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
稍微有点解释。
I want to have some explanation.
第十六节说，所以我们不上赶，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Verse 16 says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
这个中文翻的外体和内心，原来的意思呢，它是这个外面的人。里面的人。
And here speaks of two men, the outward man and the inward man.
那么我们这个人呢，按圣经那个话语来说，按圣经思想来说，我们分作两个人。
According to the biblical thought, this being right here is actually two.
然后我是指着蒙恩得救人说的。
Of course, I'm referring to those people who are saved.
我们得救之后，我们就成了两个人。
Once you're saved, you become two men.
一个是外面的人，一个是里面的人。
The outward man and the inward man.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们会有这样一点的经验。
I'm sure, brother and sister, you might have this similar experience.
当我们蒙恩得救之后呢
？Once you're saved,
好像我们里头就变成两种的那个个了。
It seems it's like we have two beings inside our hearts.
那么一个呢是我们原来那个人。
One is the old self.
那么还有呢，是一个，是另外一位。
And there's another one inside.
开始我们好像觉得和我们差不多。
In the beginning, it seems that those two are similar.
但是慢慢就觉得啊，这个两个人呢是相当不一样。
Gradually, we discover that the two persons are very different.
我们要说一句话，他就不要说。
One wish to speak this way, the other will stop you.
我们要做一件事，他也不要我们做。
and you want to do this certain things, and the other will stop.
我们喜欢到什么到一个地方去，他就那个拦住我们，不要我们去。
One person wants to go to a certain place, the other one will stop you from going.
好像是开车的时候呢，里头一个人呢，常常在反对我们呢。
It seems like the one that the new one that is inside of us often stops us.
就从前我们好像很自由的。
Formerly we were very free.
那怎么得救之后呢？反而不太自由了。
But after we're saved, it seems that we lost some freedom.
这个里面和外面常常有矛盾。
And there's always contradiction between the inward man and the outward man.
有些事情我们不大喜欢做。
There are things that we do not like to do formally.
那比方说我们给人传福音吧。
For example, sharing gospels with others.
当然有弟兄姊妹传福音没有太大难问题。
Of course, some will not have any problem in this regard.
因为我们这个人比较外向一点。
Because we are a very outward person.
我们胆量也比较大一点。
We're very brave.
那我们给人传福音的时候呢，就好像难处不算太大。
And so if you ask a bold person to preach the gospel, it's not difficult.
比较内向一点。
But for some people who are shy,
胆子比较小一点。
They're scared to talk to
speak. 那若是给一个陌生人呢，他传福音呢，觉得很为难。
And to ask those kind of people to share the gospel with with a stranger is difficult.
那这口啊，就张不开。
It is so difficult to open your mouth.
讲其他属世的事情呢，还比较容易。
It seems it is easier to talk about things of this world.
但是讲到信主的事啊，就是困难一些。
But when you start to talk about God, it seems very difficult.
所以我们常常就把自己的关起来。
So very often we will close ourselves.
那我们不讲关于信主的事。
We will not mention anything about God.
就讲那其他的事情。
We will only talk about other things.
是里面的常常在会推出我们。
But the inner man will often request us.
你向他做见证。
Testify to this person.
你敢来讲信主的事。
Talk about God.
哎呀，主，我怎么敢讲呢？
He said, Lord, how can I do this?
你要讲。
But Lord said, you need to do it.
里头常常有种感觉，确实让你去讲。
You often have this feeling that you need to tell them about God.
尤其是你坐在车上面。
Especially when you're riding in the same car.
那么周围都是陌生的人。
Is everyone around you is a stranger.
你都不认识。
You don't know anyone.
那我们讲到福音的时候，实在是很不容易。
And it's so difficult to talk about God.
但是当你坐的时候，你就开始跳起来了。
But once you sit down, your heart begins to jump.
那有时候你要给你旁边人讲。
It is asking you to share with the person next to you.
但是我们不愿意讲，他就常常讲我们讲。
In the beginning, you do not want to obey, but then it keeps on asking.
我们其实不大愿意祷告。
And maybe some people do not want to pray.
你都常常啊，有种催促，要么去祷告。
But your inner man often requests you to pray.
我们这个祷告啊，这个太孤单了。
We feel that praying is too lonely.
一个人把自己关到房间里面，那是祷告。
If you have to be in a room by yourself, pray,
也不能跟人在那谈话。
You cannot talk to anyone.
好像觉得没有太多的味道。
It seems like it's very tasteless.
按照天然来说呢，我们不大喜欢这件事。
With our natural man, we do not like to do this.
但是里面呢，他就常常催促，要我们去祷告。
But our inner man asks us to pray.
当我们这样顺着他意思的话，
If we are obedient to the request,
那里头就很喜乐。
Then our inner man will be filled with peace.
里头就有平安。
We will have peace.
当我们拒绝的时候，我们就很痛苦。
But once we refuse, we feel painful inside.
你说这个节目我还没有看完，那我要看下去了，我不要祷告。
He said, I haven't finished watching the TV show. I need to finish it first.
那就是你看了那 TV 的时候呢，你里头就不安了。
Yeah, even when you are still continue to watch, you feel the uneasiness inside.
有时候这就看不下去了。
Sometimes you can't even enjoy the show.
所以你看见我们里头常常啊有一种矛盾的情形。
So you see, there's all. Oftentimes there's a contradiction that we carry.
矛盾的意思，我这种说明我们已经蒙恩得救了。
And this contradiction feeling tells us that we are saved.
我们里头有两个人。
There's two men inside.
一个人呢是我们的自己。
One is our old self.
还有一个人呢是一个新的人。
The other is a new man.
那我想，弟兄这边都有这样的经验。
I'm sure our brothers and sisters have these experiences.
那么不光是有这样的经验。
Not only have these experiences.
我实在盼望我们能够体贴那个新的人的意思。
But I wish that you would you would submit to the new man's will.
顺服他所给我们的带领。
Submit to the new man's guidance.
我这样的话，我们里头的感觉啊，就会越会越敏锐。
This way, our inner man will become more sensitive.
那若是我们常常拒绝的话呢？
If we often refuse his request,
我不理会他给我们的感动。
We would undermine the feelings that we gave us.
还是照着我们自己意思来做事。
We would just do things according to our own self.
慢慢，你里面的感觉就失掉了。
Gradually, you will lose that sensitivity.
你就变得和从前一样了。
You would just become like the old man.
就很自由了。
You're very free.
没人管你了。
No one will
control you. 那么这个不是好事情。
This is not a good news.
这是一个堕落。
This is falling.
这是我们的失败。
This is a backsliding.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们里头有两个人。
But sister, we must know that there's two men within us.
那么也要顺服那个里面人的那感觉。
And we need to be obedient to the inner man's request.
你不要照着我们外面人的感觉。
Do not live according to the outward man.
那你就说什么是里面人，什么是外面的人呢？
So you say, how can I differentiate what's the inner man and what's the outward man?
外面的人呢，就指着我们的魂和我们的身体说的。
The outward man refers to our body and our soul.
我们知道我们这个人有个魂。
We know that we possess a soul.
这个魂呢，就是我们的个格。
And the soul is our character.
就是我们的 personality， 就是我们这个人。
The soul is our personality.
就是我们这个人，这个我们这个人是怎样一个人呢？就看我们的魂是如何。
And if you want to know a certain people, you just need to know that their personality.
我们知道的魂里头有三种的部分。
You know that the soul is also divided into three.
一部分呢就是我们的思想。
But one is our thought.
还有呢就是我们的情感。
And the others are emotions.
还有就是我们的意志。
And the third is our will.
那思想就是我们大家都知道我们有我们的思想。
Everyone understand about our thoughts.
我们有我们的意见。
We have our opinions.
所以我们有我们自己所知道的。
We have our own knowledge.
那我们的思想。
That is our thought.
还是我们的情感。
And the other is our emotion.
就代表我们的喜怒哀乐。
And that represents our joy and our sadness and everything.
有些事情我们很喜欢。
Some things that we like a lot.
有些我们很讨厌。
Some things we hate.
那是我们情感部分所有作用。
That is part of our emotions.
还有我们的意志。
And the third is our will.
我们的主张。
Our opinion.
那我们的我们的意见。
Our opinion.
当然，有的人呢，就这个意志很强。
Some people are very opinionated.
那么这样的人呢，就比较固执一点。
And these people are usually very stubborn.
有的人呢，意志就比较弱一点。
And some people are not so strong in their opinion.
就比较那个随和一点。
And they're very easygoing.
所以我们这个人呢，乃是用我们的魂来代表的。
And so this this person of ours is represented by our soul.
换句话说，就是我们思想、意志、情感呢，代表我们这个人。
In other words, our minds, our emotions, and our will represent this person.
那么，这是外面的一部分。
This is part about outward man.
外面人呢，还有另一部分就是我们的身体。
There's another part of the outward man, which is our body.
就是这个四肢白体。
And that is all the members in this body.
那么，这个两个加起来呢，就是圣经里所说的外面的人。
And these two combined is the outward man.
那我们里面的人是什么呢？
What is the inward man?
里面的人就是我们的灵。
The inward man is our spirit.
在我们还没有得救的时候了，我们灵啊，那个失去功用了。
Before we are saved, our spirit has lost its function.
灵啊，虽然在里面。
Even though the spirit is still within you.
但是那个没有功用。
But it does not have its function.
那你说我们这个人的灵功用是什么呢？
You say, what is the function of our spirit?
我们灵这个头一部分的功用啊，就是这个说能够这个认识神。
And the first function of the spirit is to allow us to know God.
我们不仅是我们知道有一个神。
Not only we know that God exists,
那并且呢，我们对神有认识。
But also we have knowledge about God.
这是我们灵的功用。
This is the function of the spirit.
为什么我们跟人传福音的时候
？And that's why when you share gospel with other people.
我们在讲到有一位神。
When you talk about that there is a God.
人好像人不能接受。
It's very difficult for them to accept.
因为他们的灵啊是死的。
Because their spirit is dead.
那个灵啊失去功用了。
Their spirit has lost their function.
对神没有认识。
And they have no knowledge of God.
他们不能够认识神。
They cannot know God.
所以光讲到神的事情呢，好像没有反应。
So when you talk about God, they have no reaction.
那么虽然有头脑里头啊，观念里头就是应该是有位神的。
Maybe their mind and their concept, in their concept, they think that there is God.
但是对于这个神呢，没有个主观的认识。
But to God, they do not have a personal knowledge.
就是那个灵啊，失去功用了。
And it's because their spirit is not functioning.
还有呢，那灵的功用是和神有交通。
Another functioning of the Spirit is that you can have fellowship with God.
能够接触到这位神。
You can touch this God.
摸到这位神。
You can feel him.
尝到这位神。
You can taste him.
是我们对那无信的朋友们这样讲的话呢。
But if you tell these to an unbeliever,
他们就以为说，那我们是神经病了。
They think you're crazy.
这个神呢，怎么能尝到呢？
How can you taste God?
那你尝到是什么味道呢？
How does God taste like?
我们尝到其实很甘甜的。
You say, well, God is very sweet.
他们就不懂得。
And they cannot understand.
重新弟兄姊妹也不大懂得。
Even some new believers, it was hard for them to believe.
我认识一位老弟兄。
I used to know an elderly brother.
蒙恩得救。
When he was just saved.
那么在交通聚会里头，听见弟兄姊妹讲尝到神了。
In a sharing meeting, he heard other brothers and sisters mentioning about tasting God.
太甘甜了。
They said that God is so sweet.
他羡慕得不得了。
He envied that.
巴不得我也能尝到这位神。
He said, I really want to taste this God.
说他早晨起来之后呢？
So when he got up in the morning, he went to pray.
盼望能够尝一尝神的神味道。
He wanted to taste what he wanted to taste God.
等祷告完之后，他用舌头舔舔嘴唇。
After he prayed, he licked his lips.
真的蛮甜的。
He says, "Yes, it seems sweet."
所以说我也尝到了。
And then he said, "Oh, I've tasted too."
那我们弟兄姊妹都是不是这样尝到，是不是
？We know that that's not the way you taste God.
所以说这个不要说不信的人不懂得这回事。
So not only the unbelievers do not understand this. Even the new believers, it was sometimes hard for them to know. Sometimes you say you have touched God.
我们听见神对我们说话。
I have heard his voice.
他们有点听，我们就听不见了。
And they try to listen with their physical ear and they cannot hear.
这个不是我们外面的耳朵听见。
You cannot use your outward ear.
原来是我们灵的耳朵在那听见。
You must use the ear of your spirit.
但是我们还没有得救的时候，我们灵的功用失掉。
But before you're saved, you don't have functions in your spirit.
不能够和神有交通。
You cannot have fellowship.
也不能够和神有来往。
And you cannot have relationship with God.
所以我们对神的认识都是听来的，都是看来的。
Therefore, all of our knowledge of God comes from reading and hearing.
没有一个对主观的认识。
We don't have a personal knowledge.
因为你没有接触到他。
Because you have not yet touched him.
还有另外一方面。
Of course, there's another side.
就是我们的良心。
That is our conscience.
良心呢，就是是非之心。
Our conscience tells us what right and wrong.
还没有得救的时候，我们灵也有良心的。
Before we are saved, we also have a conscience in our spirit.
这个良心呢，那个功用啊，不太强。
Yet the function of our conscience is not very strong.
许多时候呢，我们这个昧着良心在那做事。
Many times we can even do things against our conscience.
那这个良心的感觉就越过越弱。
And then we begin to lose the sensitivity of our conscience.
就好像没有良心了。
To a point, it seems that we have none.
所以，那么在法院里头，他们有个测谎机呀。
Therefore, in the court, they have a lie detector.
看看你到底是不是在撒谎，测验一下。
They can test whether or not you're lying.
很多时候呢，因为撒谎撒惯了。
And many times because you're so accustomed in lying,
连测谎机都测不出来的。
Even the lying detector cannot find out.
因为你在测的时候了，他心里一点都不跳的。
Because when you're lying, your heartbeat is still beating the same.
非常的平静。
You're very calm.
那就良心呢失掉功用了。
You have lost the function of your conscience.
我们完得救之后。
When sister after we're saved,
圣灵啊就进到我们灵的里面。
The Holy Spirit entered into our spirit.
他和我灵啊这样一接触。
When the Holy Spirit touches our spirit,
我灵啊就活过来了。
Our spirit is revived.
那这时候灵的功用就恢复了。
Now the function of the spirit has been restored.
这时候我们知道有神。
Now we know that there is God.
人说你怎么知道的呢
？People say, "How do you know?"
我里面知道。
I know inside.
这个里面的知道啊是没有办法再改变的。
The knowledge inside of your heart cannot be denied.
有时候你头脑还会怀疑。
Sometimes your mind will still doubt.
到底有没有神呢、啊、
？You will still doubt whether or not there is God.
但是你里面知道是有一位神。
But your heart truly knows that there is God.
那是灵里头的功用已经恢复了。
That's because the function of your spirit has been restored.
你不仅知道是有神。
You not only know there is God.
也认识这位神呢、啊，是又真又活的神。
You also know that this God is true and living.
这活神乃是慈爱的神。
This God is full of love.
你里面知道。
You know with your heart.
你对他有真实的认识。
You have true knowledge.
那么还有人，那你和神有交通了。
And you also begin to have relationship with God.
是我们在祷告，不是对着空气在说话。
As you pray, you're not praying to the air.
也不是对墙壁在说话。
As you pray, you're not praying to a wall.
有时候看见弟兄在祷告的时候啊。
Sometimes you watch your brother pray.
当然，差不多他都不给我们看的。
Most of the time, you will not be able to see.
有时候在私下在祷告。
When they pray in secret,
祷告，又哭起来了。
They will pray until the point they begin to weep.
没有多久时间，有点笑起来了。
And then all of a sudden they will change to smile.
怎么会一会儿哭一会儿又笑呢？
How can they cry and laugh at the same time?
别人都不大懂得这回事。
Other people cannot comprehend.
弟兄对他知道。
But this is that this brother knows.
他和神在有交通。
Because he has fellowship with God.
当主的光照他里面的时候。
When the light of God shines in his heart.
看见自己失败和软弱。
He sees his own failure.
为着自己罪，那。忧伤痛悔。
And for his own sin, he regret and repent.
那律师那主给主他和主交通的时候。
And as he continued to fellowship with God.
认识了那个主宝血的那个价值功效。
He knows the price and the effectiveness of God's blood.
知道他所有的罪都已经赦免。
He knows that his sins have been forgiven.
这里头又在笑起来了。
Therefore, he laughs from within his heart.
能够有交通的。
He can have fellowship with God.
能够接触到这位神。
He can touch this God.
这是灵的供应恢复了。
This because his the function of his spirit has been restored.
第三个，良心的供应也恢复了。
Thirdly, the conscience has also been restored.
特别是我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候。
Especially when you're just believing.
这个良心呢，你感觉很敏锐。
And your conscience becomes very sensitive.
就好像那个玻璃啊，擦得干干净净。
It seems like a glass has been cleaned very well.
有一点光啊，就能照出来呢。
Just with little light, you can see through.
你稍微再犯一点罪。
You just sin a little bit.
良心就很不平安。
You will feel the uneasiness in your
heart.
If your word is a little bit inaccurate,
良心呢就不平安。
Your conscience will feel uneasy.
很多时候呢会向人道歉。
Many times you have to apologize to others.
对不起你。
I'm sorry.
我刚才说话不准确。
What I just said is not accurate.
不是这样情形。
It is really not like this.
那是怎样怎样。
And you have to explain the whole thing.
很莫名其妙。
When they hear, they wonder.
这有什么关系呢？
So what?
但是你若是不向他对付的话，
But if you do not deal with it,
里头就不能够平安。
You will not receive your peace back.
等你对付之后，
After you dealt with it,
那里头就平安了。
You will receive peace.
因为我们良心很敏锐。
Because our conscience is very sensitive.
稍微对人亏欠别人一点。
If you are
亏欠别人，亏欠那个。
If you fell short of something,
不要说是在骂人或打人呢。
We don't even have to mention about hitting other people.
良心里头不平安。
You will feel the uneasiness.
比如说我们那个在发点脾气。
Sometimes we lose our temper.
良心也不平安。
We will lose the peace.
就让我们在讲理由。
Even though we can argue and reason.
我发脾气是应该的。
I am angry because I ought to.
是有理由的。
I have my reasons.
我是应该这样发脾气。
I have my grounds.
但是良心呢还是不平安。
But you still do not have the peace in your conscience.
所以看见我良心的感觉就很敏锐了。
So you see that our conscience becomes very sensitive.
那么等到我常常无论是我们若等到过了几年之后呢？
After a few years.
若是我们不理会良心的感觉。
If we ignore the feelings of our conscience,
那不管了，平安不平安，我反正我就这样子。
Whether peace or not, I would just do according to what I want to do.
这良心的感觉就慢慢就变麻木了。
Gradually, your conscience will also become.
有时麻木到一个地步啊。
Sometimes it will turn so numb.
提摩太前书告诉我们说。
First Timothy tells us.
他有人良心的，就好像啊，这个皮肤啊，被那烙铁烙惯了。
First Timothy tells us some people's conscience.It's like a skin that has been seared with hot iron for very long time.
你要是再一直烙，这个皮肤啊就变成老厚皮了。
If you continue to sear your skin with hot iron, then you become hardened.
摸它没有感觉，打它也没有感觉。
You can touch or hit and there'll be no feeling.
弟兄姊妹，那证明说我们已经失败，已经堕落。
One sister that tells us that we have already backslidden.
你看见我们蒙恩得救之后，我们灵活过来了。
So you see that after we're saved, our spirit comes alive.
那我们灵的功用呢恢复了。
And the function of our spirit is restored.
另外一方面呢。
On the other hand.
神的灵啊也住在我们灵的里面。
God's spirit also dwells in our spirit.
那神的灵在我们灵的里头和我们联合在一起。
And his spirit is united with our spirit.
使我们和神的灵成了一个灵。
And his spirit and our spirit becomes one.
弟兄姊妹，这就是里面的人。
But sister, this is the inward man.
所以圣经里说的，外面人虽然会毁坏。
The Bible tells us, even though the outward man will waste away.
里面的人却一天新似一天。
But the inward man shall be renewed day by day.
这两个是常常是矛盾的。
And these two often contradict each other.
外面的人越过越强的话。
If your outward man becomes stronger daily,
里面的人就越过越弱。
Your inward man would definitely become weaker.
如果外面的人越过越毁坏的话，
If your outward man wastes away,
里面的人就越过越一天新似一天。
Your inward man would be newer each day.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够分别这两件事。
I hope brother and sister can discern between these two men.
因为我们读到这里的时候呢，我们常常以为外体就是我们的身体说的。
Because when we read here, we often feel that the outward man refers just to our body.
那不止这么多。
This is not just our body.
再加上我们思想意志情感。
It is our body, our thoughts, and our emotions and our will.
加上我们就是我们的魂。就是我们的魂。
It is our body and soul.
那么这个就是外面的人。
That is the outward man.
里面的人就是我们里头更新的灵所。
And the inward man refers to the renewed spirit.
圣灵和这个灵成了一个灵。
And God's spirit and this spirit becomes one.
那就是里面的人。
That is the inward man.
这两个人常常是矛盾的。
These two men are often contradict with each other.
这是一个基督徒人的光景。
This is the condition of a Christian.
这是我一点解释就是了。
I just want to explain this verse a little bit.
上次那中间要讲到要明白那神的那个筹算。
Last week our brother Philip shared about God's counsel.
那这个我们的筹算呢都是归于无有。
Our counsel often turns into nothing.
神的筹算呢永远坚定。
But God's counsel will be everlasting.
那么当然这是东君上次讲的。
And this is what our brother shared with us last week.
非常好的一篇信息。
It is a very good message.
那也是我们常常有这个负担。
It is also my burden.
但是我们没有那个竹篾给我画。
But God did not give me any words in regards
to this.
And that's why I have not shared with
you.
But God used our brother to share these words to us. And it's very precious.
I'm
sure you all feel that this message was very
precious.
In this lesson, I have learned for many, many years.
因为我记得从我们恩德救的时候了，我就听见这件事。
I remember when I was just saved, I heard about a message similar.
那时候弟兄用的那个词句不一样。
That time our brother used a different term.
就说我们要跟随圣灵的引导。
That time they were telling us we need to follow the guidance of the Spirit.
因为只有圣灵能够知道神的筹算。
Because only the Holy Spirit knows God's counsel.
所以你跟随圣灵引导之后呢，那你就能活在神的筹算里面。
So if you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you are living in God's counsel.
有时候也听说，那么我们要顺服恩膏的教训。
Sometimes we hear that you need to to submit to the unction of the Spirit.
这个恩膏就是圣灵说的。
And this unctioning talks about the Spirit.
恩膏在我里面，就是指的圣灵在我里面。
And this anointing refers to the Spirit.
他在凡事上都教训我们。
It will teach us in everything.
无论大事和小事。
Great things or small things.
都在教训我们。
He is teaching us.
他根据什么来教训我们呢？
What is he teaching us?
他就根据那神的筹算来教训我们。
He teaches us according to God's counsel.
神的意思怎样，他就这样教训我们。
What God wills, then He will teach us.
所以虽然是话不同啊，但是事情就是一件事。
Even though the terms are different, but it's the same thing.
这一个我功课我已经学了几十年了。
I have learned many many years concerning this lesson.
在主面前也向弟兄姊妹说，实在非常亏欠。
But I confess before the Lord and before my sisters, I fell short.
虽然这么长久时间呢，都是学的不好。
Even though I have learned for such a long time, I still did not learn the lesson well.
很多时候看见相当为难。
Many times I'm in difficulty.
到底主的筹算是什么？
What is the counsel of God?
到底圣灵的感觉什么？
What is the moving of the Holy Spirit?
到底恩膏教训什么？
What is the teaching of the
Lord? 有时候又清楚了。
Sometimes it seems unclear.
有时候很糊涂。
Sometimes I'm in a cloud.
没有感觉呀，没有操练的那个通达。
I have not trained my feelings to be very sensitive.
所以呀，那个不能分辨。
So it's hard for me to discern.
我特地用这边这样说。
I can share with brothers.
我的意思就是说，那么这个这么长久时间都学不太好。
I can tell you that for such long period of time, I have not learned a lesson.
若是我们不学的话呢，那根本不会好的。
Yet if we do not continue to learn, then we will never learn it well.
所以我盼望我们弟兄姊妹，从我们刚刚从我们得救开始。
So I encourage all the brothers and sisters to learn from the time you're saved.
我们要学这功课。
We need to learn this lesson.
并且要认真地来学这件事。
We need to be sincere in learning this lesson.
因为这件事对我们影响实在太大了。
Because this will influence our life.
我们平常的生活都是根据我们的我们自己思想、我们的意念、我们的看法。
We live our everyday life according to our opinions and everything.
我们以为这样好，我们就这样做。
We see what is fitting, then we will do.
我们以为说我们喜欢什么，我们就说什么。
Whatever we like to say, we will just say.
可是我们从来呀，我们都没有感到神的筹算如何。
So we never really ask for God's counsel.
神喜欢不喜欢？
Does God like this?
我们从来没有管这件事。
We never care about this.
没有学这功课。
We never learned this lesson.
所以等到过了十年八年。
After 10 or 8 or 10 years.
甚至就是二十年三十年。
Even 20 and 30 for some.
等到你碰到我们弟兄姊妹的时候啊。
When you touch our brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄姊妹还是那样。
He is still the same.
属灵生命没有什么长进。
There is not much growth in his spiritual life.
因为从来没有学过这件事情。
Because he never tried to learn this lesson.
不懂得那个神的心意。
He does not know God's will.
也不明白神的感动。
And he does not know about God's moving.
就是活在那个自己里面。
He continued to live within himself.
照着外面人的意思而活着。
He continued to live according to the outward man.
所以在基督里头仍然是多婴孩的。
So in Christ, he is still a babe.
没有长进。
We have not grown.
弟兄们要有属灵的长进。
But sister, we must have spiritual growth.
让我们心量能够长大。
We need to grow.
我们从婴孩到小孩，要从长大成人。
We need to move from a baby stage to a child to a grown man.
达到那个父老的阶段。
Until we become the elders.
那我们必须要跟这件事，就是要学习的功课。
If we want to do this, we must learn the lesson.
这就是约翰一书第二章告诉我们的。
This is what 1 John chapter 2 tells us.
我们要有属灵的长进。
We want to have spiritual growth.
最重要是就是跟随那个恩膏的教训。
The most important thing is to follow the teaching of the anointing.
就明白那个神的心意。
We need to know God's will.
知道神的筹算。
To know His counsel.
也顺服神的带领。
And also be obedient to it.
都是这样的话呢。
This way,
我们属灵生命就不断地有长进。
We will have continued growth in our spiritual life.
过了十年八年之后
，After 8 or 10 years,
我们弟兄姊妹相当老练了。
You will see that the brother has become mature.
不再是一个幼稚的。
He's no longer a youth.
许多时候我们知识可以增加。
Many times our knowledge can increase.
但是我们属灵生命没有长进。
But our spiritual life does not grow.
那是很麻烦的一件事情。
This becomes very troublesome.
还不如没有知识。
Rather, we don't have any spiritual knowledge.
还好办一点。
It is easier that we don't have any spiritual knowledge.
知识那么多呀。
If you have too much knowledge.
但是人其实是一个小孩子。
Yet you're still just a child.
那你看看知识啊，不会是给他，不会给他帮助的。
Then the knowledge will not be beneficial to the child.
知识反而了成了危害别人见识。
It will only become a hindrance to other people.
今天教会许多的难处。
Today there's many problems in church.
神的儿女有多少的问题？
There's so much problems among the children of God.
没有属灵的长进。
It's because we don't have spiritual growth.
我们几百小孩子。
We're still children.
道理懂得很多。
We know a lot of teachings.
明白的不少。
We understand many things.
但是我们是小孩子。
But we're just child.
说在一起的时候就吵吵闹闹。
So when we get together, we just argue.
从前吵闹是根据我们自己的看法。
In the past, we argue because we argue according to our opinion.
吵闹是根据圣经。
Now we argue according to the Bible.
因为我们知识已经增加了。
Because our knowledge of the Bible has increased.
都会引经据典。
Everyone can find a Bible reference.
但是吵得面目耳赤。
And yet we argue until our face is red.
正好分开。
At the end, we just split up.
没有长进。
There's no growth.
说弟兄姊妹，我们不能光是知识增加。
We cannot just have increase of knowledge.And yet ignore our spiritual growth.
长进那是需要出代价的。
In order for our spiritual life to grow, we must pay the price.
经常的生活里头跟随那个圣灵带领。
The price is that you must follow the guidance of Holy Spirit in your daily life.
那恩膏的教训。
Be obedient to the teachings of the anointing.
活在那个神的筹算里面。
And live in God's counsel.
都是这样的话。
This way,
我们属灵生命就不断地有长进。
Our spiritual life will continue to grow.
还有一点，我也提醒弟兄姊妹。
Another thing I want to remind you.
这也是从我们弟兄上一次讲台里头获得的帮助。
This is also a help that I received from our brother Sharon.
他说，这个神的筹算。
He says God's counsel.
到末了时候了，是把我们带到禾场上面。
At the end of God's counsel, He will bring us to the threshing floor.
不晓得弟兄虽然还记得这句话吧。
I don't know if you still remember this.
那么什么叫禾场呢
？What is the threshing floor?
禾场呢，就是打麦子的地方。
Threshing floor is where you bring in the sheaves of wheat.
那你把麦子割下来之后呢，虽然成熟了。
After you cut down the wheat, even though it is already mature, but you cannot eat it.
喂牛是可以的。
You can feed it to
cattle,
but man cannot eat it.
因为还好多稻草。
Because there's still a lot of hay.
你怎么吃得下去呢？
Then how can you eat that?
就是把稻草要除掉的话。
Even if you remove it,
还有很硬的壳子。
You still have a hard shell.
是没有办法做食物的。
And you cannot make it into food.
所以要让这个粮食，要让这个禾捆呢，那个能够充我们的食物。
In order to turn the sheaves into our food.
需要带到禾场上面。
You need to bring it to the threshing floor.
然后把那个稻草都去掉。
You need to remove all the chaff.
然后把壳子让它压碎。
And crack all the shells.
然后又用簸箕来把这个糠皮都剥掉。
And then you need to put it in a sieve.
那么当然这个是我们现在都不用这老方法了。
Of course, nowadays we don't use this method.
这是从前用的方法。
But this is what they use in the old days.
圣经也是这样用啊。
And the Bible tells.
他拿着簸箕要扬净他的禾场。
And he used the sieve to sift clean his threshing.
要把这粮食都在扬净。
And he can receive grain.
把糠皮啊都拨出去。
And he will remove all the shells.
那把那个这个米啊就剩下。
And so that he will have grain.
这样才能够成为我们的粮食。
This way, this will turn into our food.
也能成为那个神的食物。
And also become God's food.
叫别人得了满，叫神得了满足。
You can satisfy God.
也叫别人得了满足。
And also satisfy man.
所以我们要叫神得了满足的话。
In order to satisfy God.
那我们必须要带到禾场。
We need to be brought to the threshing floor.
他说，神筹算的结果呢，就是把我们带到禾场。
He says the result of God's counsel is that we will end up in the threshing floor. What is the threshing floor?
禾场就是打麦子的地方。
Threshing floor is where you beat the sheaves.
把那个麦子把它扬掉。
You remove all the you remove all the shells.
把那个米在那留下来。
And you keep all the grain.
好，成为自己的食物。
So that this will become your food.
也成为别人的供应。
And also a provision to others.
也叫神的心得了满足。
You will satisfy God's heart.
那这一个就是知道十字架说的。
This refers to the cross.
那么这个功课我们弟兄是不是也听过？
You have all heard about this lesson.
也许有人呢、学功课学的功学了长久时间。
Maybe some have learned this lesson very long time.
我们值得承认一件事。
But we confess one thing.
我们承认在这件事我们不够认真。
We are not sincere when we are learning this lesson.
所以在这学得很慢。
That's why we learn very slowly.
我们到现在呀、还是一个硬的一个壳子的谷粒。
Up to now, we're still a hard shell.
上面有很多，里面有很多的杂质。
We still have many impurities inside.
看起来，好像我们很好。
From the outside, it seems that、like、this is good grain.
吃起来呢，不是味道。
But when you taste it, it's tasteless.
自己觉得不好吃了。
Even yourself feels it's tasteless.
别人呢也吃不下去。
And other people cannot take it.
也不能叫神得了满足。
You cannot bring glory to God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要学习的功课。
We need to learn this lesson.
这是两件很重要的一件事。
This is a thing that's very important.
我本来希望照着我们弟兄所讲的，我再多讲一点这个经济，是吧？
In the beginning, I wanted to continue what our brother has shared.
但是又有另外一方面的意思。
But there's also another side of
meaning. 说这两个意思啊，在里面呢，就是在那。在那产生矛盾了
and,
就觉得很困惑
and because I have these two different burdens inside of me I feel very difficult
所以一直在踌躇不决
I continue to
里面在反
I become very indecisive.
直到在不必聚会时候了，心都不能好安静下来。
Even at the table meeting, my heart was not calm.
我们学的功课实在是不够好。
This is because I have not learned the lesson well.
对，那个圣灵感觉啊不够敏锐。
I am not sensitive enough to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们自己也没好好的被主破碎。
And God has not totally crushed us.
因此有很多的那个打岔的事。
For this reason, there are so many things that distract us.
那么到我们直到站在讲台上再才决定了。
And now, until I'm standing up here, I have decided what I'm going to share.
就讲到这个，当然我们弟兄选的诗歌也给我一些的帮助。
And the song that our brother has selected also helped me.
就讲这个哥林多后书第四章。
I want to share with you Second Corinthians chapter 4.
这个这一章圣经呢，是在我们礼拜三早晨年长弟兄姊妹聚会祷告聚会之后啊，让我们交通过。
In this chapter, we had just shared in the past Wednesday, elderly saint meeting.
我这段时间我不大记得交通过了。
But I don't, quite remember the sharing.
但是我们是交通了哥林德后书。
But we share about Second Corinthians.
虽然时间很短。
Even though the time was short.
弟兄姊妹，都是很有心愿。
But all the brothers were and sisters were, And I want to use this opportunity to share this chapter with you.
那哥林多后书讲什么事情呢
？What the Second Corinthians talks about?
哥林多后书乃是讲到一个属灵的执事。
The Second Corinthians talks about a spiritual ministry.
也许这个名字我们很陌生。
Maybe it's not familiar.
属灵还懂得执事就比较陌生一点。
We know about spiritual, but ministry is probably very unfamiliar.
什么叫做执事呢？
What is ministry?
那我们常常有两种啊，那个错误的观念。
We often have two misconceptions.
一种的观念呢，就是这一个和这个我不懂和我没关系的。
One is since I don't understand this word, then it has nothing to do with me.
实在说，那个执事就是上一次缘起安弟兄来时候了，给我们一个很简单的解释。
And last time when our brother Zerubbabel Yuan was here, he gave us a very simple.explanation of this word.
他这个执事啊，就是实在说就是服侍。
He says ministry is service.
那么就是一个服侍。
It is a service.
那么那这样就比较容易了。
Now the term is easy to understand.
属灵的执事就是属灵的服侍的人。
And the spiritual ministry is those people who serve the Lord.
那么这个我们就这个问题就解决了。
Now we have overcome this problem.
那么还有第二个问题呢
？The second problem.
我们觉得这个服侍人不是我们。
We feel that we're not servants.
这是教会当中一般少数弟兄姊妹。
Service belongs to a few people in the church.
服侍的人。
They are the servants.
那我们呢是聚会的人。
We are the churchgoers.
但是我们来聚会就可以了。
We just come to church.
那服侍的是他们的事情。
And they are responsible for service.
那这是我们的一个问题。
This is our problem.
但是从前我们弟兄也告诉我们。
But in the past, our brother also shared.
我们所有蒙恩得救人呢，我们四旬的儿女，我们都就是一个服侍的人。
He says, everyone who believes in God becomes the children of God and also a servant of God.
在启示录第一章，他可能是第十九节，那就告诉我们说。
In Revelation, it tells us.
那我们是主的宝血在洗净一般人。
We have been cleansed by the precious blood of God.
他有宝血在洗净了我们。
He has cleansed us with his blood.
那赦免了我们的罪。
He has forgiven us.
要我们成为他的国民。
So that we can become his kingdom.
要我们做他的祭司。
We can become his priest.
我们所有神国的国民都是神的祭司。
All the citizens of heaven is his priest.
那么既然蒙恩得救了
，Since we are saved,
我们是神国的国民。
We are the citizens of heaven.
我们也是神的祭司。
We are his priest.
那祭司就是帮服侍的人。
And priests are servants.
在旧约里头用祭司的两个字。
In the Old Testament, they use the term priest.
而在新约里头就直接说就是服侍的人。
Yet in the New Testament, he used the servant to term servant directly.
我们是蒙恩得救的人。
But sister, we are saved.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们都是那个服侍神的一般人。
We are all servants of the Lord.
一方面，我们是神的儿女；一方面，有我们的权利。
On the other hand, on one hand, we are the children of God. We have our privileges.
我们享受神所赐给我们的祝福。
We can enjoy all the blessings that God gave us.
我们当然浸透在那个神的丰富里面。
We can enjoy all the blessings that He gave us.
所有一切的产业都是属于我们的。
All His inheritance now belongs to us.
是我们可以自由取用、自由享受的。
We can take and use freely.
因为我们是儿女。
Because we are the children.
我们有这样的权利。
We have this right.
另外一方面，我们还有义务。
On the other hand, we also have our responsibilities. When you are at home, you cannot just enjoy.
还要做点事。
At home, you also have to do something.
若是你把家呀，就来睡个觉，来吃个饭，结果你什么事都不做。
If a home to you is a place that you just sleep and eat and not do anything,
是儿女不错。
Then it's okay that you are children.
没有服侍。
But you have not done duty.
所以我们总有两个责任。
So we have two responsibilities.
一方面来享受神的丰富。
One, we can enjoy His abundance.
一方面来尽我们的责任。
On the other hand, we need to do our duty.
我们的责任就是服侍神。
And our duty is to serve God.
我们是做祭司的。
We are His priests.
所以你看见，这个不是关于少数人士，而是关于所有弟兄姊妹的事情。
So you see, this ministry is not just for a few, but it's for everyone.
当然，我们要做个属灵的执事。
To do a spirit, to have a spiritual ministry.
不要做个属肉体的执事。
We don't want to have any ministry of flesh.
肉体的执事呢，就随着自己意思当然做。
The ministry of flesh refers to.I think that we do according to ourselves.
我愿意怎样就怎样做。
Whatever I want to do, I do. I just do it.
我喜欢做一点就做，我不喜欢做就不做。
I want to do it today, I do it.
这是属肉体的指示。
This is serving according to our flesh.
属灵的指示呢？
But a spiritual ministry.
他是活在圣灵里面。
Is one that lives in the Spirit.
是跟随圣灵的带领。
He follows the guidance of the Spirit.
不是照着我的意思。
It is not according to my will.
乃是照着圣灵的意思。
But according to the will of the Spirit.
不是不照我所喜欢的。
It is not according to my desire.
乃照着谁所喜欢的？
那
这个一个是叫属灵的指示。
This is a spiritual ministry.
当然，我们都盼望做属灵的指示。
Of course, we all want to do to have a spiritual ministry.
我们不喜欢做属肉的指示。
We don't want to do anything that belongs to flesh.
所以，我们怎样才能成为属灵的指示呢？
Then how can we have this ministry?
那就是哥林德后书所给我们看见的。
This is what 2 Corinthians tells us.
那么前面这个我们就不再讲它，不再说了。
I will not mention the front chapter.
第四章他就说属灵执事的一个生活。
But beginning with chapter 4, it tells us a living for a spiritual ministry.
那么这一般他服侍神的人，他们的生活是怎样？
And for those people who have the spiritual ministry, what kind of life should they lead?
我再提醒弟兄姊妹一下。
I want to remind you again.
服侍神的人不要想到是那一般人。
When we mention about serving God, do not think it's other people.
和我没有关系。
Has nothing to do with me.
你如此蒙恩得救了。
If you're saved,
你是神的儿女。
You are a children of God.
你就是个服侍神的人。
You are a servant of God.
所以这里说到属灵执事的生活的时候呢？
So here it talks about the living for a spiritual ministry.
每一个神的儿女都有关系的。
It has everything to do with everyone.
这就是我们所该有的生活。
This is the kind of living that we all need to have.
这一章圣经分作三方面。
I divided this chapter into three parts.
我想这三方面的生活都是非常重要的。
I think this three living is very important.
当然还有其他一方面，还有其他一些东西。
There are still other things. The first one is our life should manifest God's glory.
无论是在家里也好。
At home.
无论是在教会里面也好。
Or in the church.
无论是在工作地方也好。
Or in our workplace.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where you are.
我们有一个执事。
We have a ministry.
那么就是把主在彰显出来。
That is to manifest our God.
把主在表明出来。
We need to reveal God.
那这是我们该有的生活。
This is the living that we need to have.
当然也包括我们该有的服事。
Of course, this includes the service that we ought to have.
既然是蒙了神的怜悯。
Since we have received the mercy of God.
我们受了这个我们得到这个执事。
And that we have this ministry.
他说我们就不丧胆。
We do not lose heart.
乃是将那些暧昧可耻都弃绝。
Rather, we have renounced the secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception.
不扭讲神的道理。
Nor do we distort the word of God.
将真理表明出来。
On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly.
弟兄姊妹，什么是真理呢？
One sister, what is this truth?
当然，我们读圣经的时候，我们看见好多真理。
When we read the Bible, we find many truths.
真理很多很多。
There are many aspects of truth.
这个真理，那个也是真理。
This is truth.
比方说教会，教会有教会的真理。
Church has the truth of church.
那波比有波比的真理。
And breaking the bread has
this truth. 也有讲道的真理。
And when youshare in a sermon, there is truth.
也有受浸的真理。
There is also a truth about baptism.
好多好多的真理。
There are many truths.
但是这里所用的真理啊，它是单数的。
But here we see it's a singular truth.
是啊，真理是那么多。
Even though there are so many truths.
但是这里所用的真理只有一个。
But here the truth is singular.
但是所有一切真理。
And this is the whole truth.
都是包括在这一件事情里面。
All the truth.Is combined into this one.
这个真理指的什么说的呢？
And what is the truth?
我想我们有一点知识的话，
If we have some knowledge,
我们都知道这个真理乃指主耶稣基督说。
We know that this truth refers to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
就主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
虽然真理有很多。
Although there are many truths,
但是里面的实际啊，却是主耶稣基督。
But in reality, it's Christ.
主耶稣就是所有真理的中心。
Christ is the center of all truth.
所有真理内容。
He is the content of all truth.
所有真理的那个实际。
He is the reality of our truth.
这里那个字那个是表把真理表明出来。
And here says that we need to
set
forth truth plainly.
把主耶稣这样彰显出来。
In other words, we need to manifest Christ.
无论是在生活里也好。
In our life.
在侍奉里也好。
In our service.
在话语上面也好。
In our words.
总是把主耶稣表明出来。
We always have to manifest Christ.
我们的指示。
This is our ministry.
这是谁所托付给我们的。
This is what God has commanded us.
所以我们有一个生活。
Therefore, we have a
就是把主耶稣让他表明出来。
That is to live out Christ.
就像我们主耶稣在地上的时候一样。
Just like when Christ was on earth.
主耶稣在地上他所有的生活服事。
When Christ was on earth, all his living and his service.
那有父神在表明出来。
Is to reveal God the Father.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God.
只有在父怀中圣子把他表明出来。
Only the begotten Son in God's bosom can reveal him.
我常常想一件事。
I often wonder about something.
如果不是主耶稣把神的表明出来的话。
If Christ has not revealed the Father.
弟兄们，我们没有一个人认识神。
When sisters, no one know God.
就是人告诉我们神是怎样怎样。
Even if man can tell us,
describe
to us about God, we can hear.
我们还是不晓得。
Yet we would not know.
看是看见了。
We can see.
我们还是不明白。
We will not understand.
这是感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord.
借着主耶稣把那个父神那活活的表明出来呀。
Through Jesus Christ, we see the living God.
我们看见主耶稣，就看见了神。
We see Jesus, we have seen the Father.
我们听见主讲的话语，就听见了神的声音。
We hear Jesus when we have heard the words of the Father.
主耶稣他就是神的表现。
And Jesus is the representation of the Father.
神是住在人手不能靠近的光里面。
God lives in the light which man cannot come near.
没有人能靠近他的。
No one can go near him.
那是因爱我们的缘故。
But because he loves us.
还是他儿子到地上来。
He sent his son down to earth.
把他自己活活的在表明出来。
So that we can see this living God.
给我们认识这位神是怎样的一位神。
We will know this living God.
弟兄们，不要说我们是外邦人，我们不认识那个神是怎样一位。
One sister, not to say that Gentiles do not know God.
当然，我们也有我们神的观念。
Of course, we have our own concept of God.
像我们中国，我们受佛教的影响。
Most Chinese are influenced by the Buddhism.
我们对神的观念呢，我们就认为神是这样一位神。
We have our concept of God, and we think that is God.
有时候你到庙里看那个神呢，是勤勉流牙，是很凶很凶，拿个大棒子。
Sometimes you go to the temple, you see a God there with a green face and big teeth and big stick.
就认为神就这样，就是单一个神。
Do you think that's God?
弟兄，这不是的。
Sister,
这是我们人在想出来的。
That is man's imagination.
就中国人想出神总是黄面孔的。
And so the Chinese God it always have a yellow face.
欧洲人想出神总是白面孔。
And the European God always have a white
face. 那非洲人呢？
What about the African?
一定是黑面孔的。
Of course, it's a dark skin face.
那你若到非洲去看，连主耶稣都是黑面孔。
You go to Africa, even Jesus has a black face.
他们就是人所想象出来的。
This is according to man's
imagination. 对神没有真实认识。
They have no true knowledge.
有神的观念。
They have the knowledge of God.
我们却不认识神是怎样一位神。
Yet they do not know the real God.
弟兄们，我们怎么能够真实认识神呢？
But sister, how can we truly know?
神乃是借着儿子把他活活的表明出来。
God has used His Son to fully represent Himself.
我们看见我们主是那么的慈爱。
We see our Lord Jesus so full of loving
kindness. 我们知道神是有爱的神。
And we know that our God is a God of
love. 我们看见主耶稣是那么的宽大。
We see that Jesus is so forgiving.
我们知道神是伟大的神。
We know that our God is a great God.
我们看见主耶稣是那么圣洁。
We see Jesus is a holy person.
我们知道神是位圣洁的神。
And therefore we know God is holy.
是轻判不得的。
And you cannot do anything wrong.
借着主耶稣把神在表明出来。
Through Jesus, we can see how God.
不仅借着他的生活把神在表明出来了。
Not only his living represents God.
也借着话语把神在表明出来了。
But also through his words, we also see God.
以色列人常常以为是神是这样，神是那样。
The Israelites often think that God should be this way and that way.
不是的。
Jesus said no.
神不是你们所说的那样。
God is not according to your words.
神是怎样，怎样怎样。
Jesus often corrects them.
就常常改正他们。
He often has to adjust their concept.
借着他的话把神在说明出来的。
Through his words, he revealed God.
让我们知道神是这样一位。
So that we can begin to know God.
比方说，你们读路加福音十五章的时候。
For example, you read Luke 15.
说到神是像一个那个牧人一样，牧羊的人一样。
He said that God is like a shepherd.
那我们是他的羊。
And we are his sheep.
虽然我们远离了他。
Even though we have gone astray from him. 只有你一个人远离神。Only one has gone astray.
其他都在羊圈里面。
Everyone, every other sheep is remaining in the fold. But God loves you.
他就把99只都摆在一边。
He has set aside all 99.
你欣赏那个迷失的羊。
And just look for one that has gone astray.
我们不是那个迷失的羊吗？
But sister, aren't we the one that has gone astray?
我们不是他给他寻找回来的吗？
Aren't we the one that has been found?
要是他不寻找我们的话，
If he does not look for us,
到今天我们还是流浪在罪恶里面。
Today we're still lost in sin.
感谢主，他是慈爱的牧人。
Praise the Lord, he is a shepherd with love.
他不仅牺牲一个。
He does not want to even lose one.
他寻到我们。
And he comes to look for us.
救我们，他就好像那个老妇人一样。
He is like that old woman.
你知道妇人都喜欢爱，都爱钱的。
You know that women loves money.
因为那个精神力量差不多没有了。
And especially old one because they have no more energy.
没有什么可依靠的了。
They have nothing they can rely upon.
是可以依靠的。
And money is what she can rely upon.
爱到一定地步，那就像命一样。
She loves the money to the point it's like treasure in her own life.
我不是说我们中间哪一个人，那说。一般的老夫人都是这样。
I'm not referring to anyone here. I'm just saying the common elderly woman.
天我在小时候看见我的祖母啊，她天天在数钱的。
When I was little, I see my grandmother counting her money daily.
哎，钱呢，不知道数了多少遍了。
I don't know how many times she had counted her money.
啊，不能丢这一块钱的。
She cannot lose $1.
我丢了一块钱呢，命都没有了。
If she lost $1, she's losing her life.
所以这是我想这是一般的通常的毛病啊。
I think this is a common problem for elderly women.
那么这个老妇人她也是这样。
This old woman is the same.
她就是那么爱钱。
She loves the money.
丢了一块。
She lost one.
还有九块。
She has 9 more.
那应该是满足了吧？还有九块嘛。
You will say, well, you should be satisfied with just 9. No.
她就找。
She has to find.
找不着。
She cannot find.
她就站点上灯找。
And she had to lift up the lamp.
还找找不着。
And she cannot find it still.
打扫房间。
She began to clean the whole house.
死到这都翻出来的。
And she looked underneath everything.
为什么呢？
Why?
要找那一块的钱。
Just to look for that $1.
因为这就是他的命。
Because that's her life.
就是我们的神就是这样。
But sister, this is our God.
我们的主就是这样一个像老妇人一样。
Our God is just like an old woman.
我们是他的银钱。
We are his her coin.
你以为你没有价值？
Do not think that you're valuable.
你没有用处。
Do not think you're useless.
是非常有价值的。
You're very valuable in eyes of God.
你是主一块钱。
You're a dollar to him.
这块钱就是他的命。
And that dollar is his life.
他失掉这块钱呢，活都活不成功了。
If he loses this dollar, he can't even live.
所以他尽他所能来搜寻我们。
So he used all his means to look for us.
把我们从黑暗里头这儿找回来了。
He found us from darkness.
把我们从惨难当中这儿拯救回来的。
He has saved us from the dark.
他就像老父亲一样。
Then he's like the old father.
这个小儿子是那么的不好。
This younger son is so bad.
不仅是把他财产呢都分掉了。
He has taken all his inheritance.
并且在外面任意挥霍。
And used all his inheritance.
浪费资产。
He has wasted away.
等到把钱花的都花光了。
Until he used up all his money.
甚至穷苦到个地步啊。
And he has become so poor.
连他所吃的豆荚呀，他都没得吃。
He cannot even afford the food of the poor kids. Then he remembered.
我父亲家里头啊。
In my father's house,
粮食有余的。
There's so much food.
有许多雇工啊。
There's so many hired men.
那我回去虽然不好意思的。
It's embarrassing for me to go home.
但是我跟他讲，我这个不好意思做你的儿子了。
But I go home and tell you I can I'm ashamed to be your son.
叫你太伤心了。
Because I have hurted your heart.
那我就当我雇工吧。
Now you just treat me like a hired man.
我从今以后给你打工。
From now on, I just work for you.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But sisters.
那位老父亲怎样
？What about the old father?
孩子回来时候。
When the son returned,
远远的就看见孩子。
He saw him from afar.
有天就在门口在等候，巴不得他的孩子回来。
Because he waited at the door daily to wish that he would return.
孩子虽然拒绝了他。
Even though the son has rejected him.
但是他的心没有爱离开的孩子。
But his love has never left his son.
他远远的看见好像孩子回来了。
When he sees that it seems like his son has returned.
他就跑上去抱住他。
He ran forward to embrace him.
连连与他亲嘴。
And kissed him.
那孩子就赶快要把预备好的话说。
And the child quickly tell him the prepared speech.
我不会成为你的儿子。
I'm ashamed to be your son.
下面还没有说我把我当做雇工吧。
And he hadn't finished his words.
结果他就又来与他亲嘴。
And his father kissed him.
这个话都说不出来的。
He can't even finish his words.
哦，父亲是何等的爱他。
How the father loves the son.
不是爱一个好的孩子。
Not just love the good son.
那是爱一个流荡的孩子。
But loves the prodigal son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Fun sisters.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
主耶稣被他们看见。
Jesus shows us.
谁是这样一位神？
What kind of God we have?
借着各种的情形。
Through all kinds of circumstances.
所以说把神在表明出来。
Jesus revealed God to us.
从话语上都给我看见神是这样一位神。
From His words, we know our God.
从生活上面。
From His living.
给我看见神是怎样一位神。
We see what kind of God we have.
从服事上面。
From His service,
给我看见神是怎样一位神。
We see what kind of God we have.
把神在活活的表明出来。
And He lived out fully.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也是这样。
Today, this we should.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后
，When Jesus resurrected from the dead,
在他那升天的时候
，Before He ascended into heaven,
最末了一句话
，The last word He said,
你们要等候在耶路撒冷
，Wait in Jerusalem.
我将父所应许圣灵降在你们身上
，Until the promised Spirit has descended upon you.
你们就必得到能力。
You will receive power.
你们要在耶路撒冷。
You will stay in Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚。
In Samaria.
犹太全地。
And all the land of
Judah. 直到地极。
Until the end of earth.
做我的见证。
To bear my testimony.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫我的见证？
But sister, what is my testimony?
就是把主耶稣再表明出来。
The testimony is to reveal God. 借着
我们的话语把它表明出来。
To manifest God through our word, and manifest Jesus through our living. When people see us, they see what kind of Jesus we have.
听见我们的话语，就听见主耶稣是这样一位。
When they hear our words, they hear about Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是主所托付给我们的。
But sister, this is what Jesus has commanded us.
这是我们的指示。
This is our ministry.
我们的指示就是来把主耶稣表明出来。
Our ministry is to manifest Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But sister,
我们的生活是不是表明主耶稣？
Does our life reveal Jesus?
我们的话语是不是表明主耶稣？
Do our words reveal Jesus?
我们的我们的那个服事是不是表明主耶稣？
Do our services reveal Christ?
那么用这一件事情来衡量我们。
We need to use this to measure everything.
到底我们说的一切能不能叫主的心满？
Whatever we say, can they satisfy God's heart?
弟兄说，若不是表明主耶稣的话，
But sister, if they do not reveal Christ,
有再好的行为。
The best behavior,
这也不是主托给我们的。
It is not from God.
再好的方法，
The best method,
也不是那个主要我们有的。
It is still not God's
method. 我们再好的口才，
The most eloquent words,
这个也不是主的意思。
It is not God's word.
主乃是要我们把他自己表明出来。
God wants us to reveal Himself.
从话语当中听见主耶稣。
From our words, we can hear about Jesus.
从侍奉当中看见主耶稣基督。
From our service, we see Jesus.
从生活当中人认识主耶稣基督。
From our living, man knows Jesus.
这是我们的知识。
This is our ministry.
我们是基督的知识。
We are ministry. We are Christ's ministry.
我们是把主耶稣表明出来的一代。
We are ones that manifest Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
我们怎样才能把主耶稣表明出来？
How can we reveal Christ?
让我们执事能够得到满足。
So that we can fulfill our ministry.
当然，一方面是要拒绝我们的肉体和血气。
On one hand, we need to reject our flesh.
另外一方面
，On the other hand,
我们需要看见主。
We need to see the Lord.
我们看见主有多少
？The more we see the Lord.
我们就像主有多少
？And then we will be like.
我们看见主有多少
？However much we have seen the Lord.
有多少？
How much we can represent him.
你知道保罗为什么能这样表明主耶稣基督？
You know why Paul can represent Christ?
他为了主耶稣基督。
For Jesus Christ.
他实在有一个非常厉害的祭邪的灵。
He has a strong spirit.
你在读经聚会里头，那弟兄姊妹读到使徒行传。
In the Bible study, brother and sister had read Acts.
那读到第二十五章的时候。
When we come to chapter 25.
你就看见保罗在受审判。
You see that Paul was being judged.
审判来审判去啊。
And they tried him again and again.
没有别的难处。
There are no other problems.
也没有别的事。
And there's nothing else.
犹太人告他的许多事情，一概都没有。
And there are many things that the Jews accuse him, and they cannot be found.
都是虚假的。
Everything is false.
这个虚浮就是说，他只有一件事情。
And the governor said there's only one thing.
有一个人叫耶稣。
There is a man named Jesus.
但他已经死掉了。
He is dead.
但保罗说他活着的。
Yet Paul said he is alive.
就是这件事。
This is the only thing.
为了这一件事。
And for this one thing.
犹太人就不饶过他。
And the Jews will not let him go.
非要把他置身于死地。
They want to kill him.
当他自己没办法做的时候。
When the Jews cannot do it themselves.
他们就把他交在官府里面。
They send him to the governor.
盼望那官府把他置之于死地。
They want the governor to put him to death.
为了这一件事。
And for this reason.
多少人轻看他，藐视他。
So many people despise Paul.
但是拒绝他。
They have forsaken Paul.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Francis.
保罗为什么不通用一点？
Why wouldn't Paul just?
为什么不聪明一点？
Why can he become smarter?
那么你说主耶稣死掉也对啊，主耶稣死掉了。
You can say, yeah, Jesus is dead.
不要讲他还现在还活着。
You don't have to say that he's still living.
那岂不是难处就都没有了吗？
And then you will have no problem.
性命不是也保住了吗？
You will save your own life.
但是他不。
But no.
就是那样忠诚。
Paul is so faithful.
一直盯着看见。
Because he has seen.
主耶稣死了。
Jesus is dead.
埋葬了。
Buried.
又活了。
But now he's alive,
活到永永远远。
And he will live till eternity.
亲爱的兄弟们，他为什么这样讲话？
Why would he speak this
way? 为什么这样确定？
Why is so sure of himself?
为什么这样忠诚？
Why is so loyal?
甚至不顾性命的危险。
And to the point that he doesn't care about his own life.
生死都置之度外。
He has thrown aside his own life.
他一直给他看见，就是已经活了。
Because he's seen that Jesus is alive.
不仅是从他生活要把主耶稣那活活的表现出来。
In his life, we see that Jesus is living.
从他话语里头也切的人看见主耶稣活着的。
From Paul's words, we also see that Jesus is living.
哦，因为这个人看见过主。
Because Paul has seen.
当他在大马士革上。
When he was on the way to Damascus.
在逼迫基督徒。
When he was persecuting
the Christians. 伤害基督徒。
And killing the Christians.
在抵挡主耶稣的时候。
He was rejecting Jesus.
主耶稣那里爱他。
Jesus loved him so much.
在大马士路上
on the way to Damascus,
主耶稣在遇见了他
Jesus met him.
在那向他显现
Jesus revealed himself to him.
把他自己启示他里面
revealed himself to him.
他里面开启了
and his heart was opened.
看见了这复活的主耶稣
he sees this living God.
他主耶稣活着的
so he said Jesus is alive.
我亲眼看见
I have seen it with my eyes.
神把他的儿子启示在我里面
God has revealed his son to me.
从那一天开始
from that day on,
你看见保罗整个的生活和侍奉道路完全改变了
you see the Paul's life and service, everything.
他再也不穿犹太教
he no longer preached Judaism.
他再也不穿律法
he no longer preached the law.
他再也不穿割礼
he no longer preached circumcision.
他从前呢所忠诚的这持守的
those are all things he formerly held firmly.
他把一切都丢弃了
but now he has thrown everything away.
我从前以为有益的
formerly what I consider beneficial.
我现在因着基督耶稣道道的有损。
Now, in Christ, I consider them
我为了他已经丢弃万事。
For him, I have thrown away all things.
看作像粪土一样。
I consider them as dung.
毫无价值。
They are valueless.
认识我主耶稣的位置吧。
I consider knowing Christ as the treasure.
他自己启示在我里面。
He has revealed himself to me.
我看见了那个主耶稣不仅是活着的。
I see that Jesus is not only living.
那的荣耀。
He is full of glory.
那的伟大。
And so great.
那的丰富。
So abundant.
只有这位他看见了。
But the sister, he has seen.
所以他就不能够不传讲。
Therefore, he must preach.
主耶稣不仅是活着的。
Jesus is not only alive.
并且活在他里面。
But alive in me.
所以他话那么刚强。
So his words are so strong,
那么忠诚,
and he's so faithful to the Lord.
所显出的光景是那么的尊贵,
and his condition is so royal.
在地上那许多那个尊贵的人,
even though there are many nobles in this world,
有的是有地位的,
some have high position,
有的是有权势的,
some have power.
当他们在审判保罗的时候,
yet when they tried to,
保罗就站在他们中间,
Paul stood amongst them.
他所表现出来的。
And his
condition,
it is so royal,
那么的荣耀,
so glorious.
也不但是没有一点的感觉，好不好意思的感觉。
He did not feel ashamed.
不但是也没有一个羡慕他们的感觉。
And he does not even envy their position.
他都对他们侃侃而谈，传道主耶稣基督的事情。
And he openly spoke to them about Jesus.
讲到个地步啊。
He spoke to the poor.
这两个审判他的人都有点着急起来了。
And the governor became worried.
这腓斯都就说呀，保罗，你这个知识太大了。
This is Festus says, Paul, your knowledge is too great.
你癫狂了吧
？And you are crazy.
那么这个亚基伯王要本来听审判，没听他的情形。
King Agrippa was going to just listen about his trial.
你想这稍微一劝就要我做基督徒了。
At the end, he said, "You think you just speak a little bit more, then I can become a Christian."
小字说呀，你说的你讲的差不多，让我几乎要做基督徒了。
He says, "You almost made me a Christian."
弟兄姊妹，这保罗这样说。
Brother sister,
他说，无论是多劝少劝。
He said, "No one, no, more words or less words."
我所盼望的不仅是你一个人。
What I wish not just for you.
但是在座所有的人。
For everyone here will become like me.
但是不要像我这样戴着锁链。
But not like me in chains.
哎呀，主啊，太好。
This word is so good.
这个人是太尊贵了。
It tells us this person is so loyal. It's so noble.
弟兄们，为什么缘故？
Why?
因为他看见过主耶稣基督。
Because he has seen Jesus.
那位活的主耶稣。
He has seen the living Jesus.
荣耀的主耶稣基督。
The glorious Jesus.
从他身上再表明出来了。
And he revealed the glorious Jesus.
从他话语上彰显出来了。
And he through his words he manifests Jesus.
告诉我们说。
Paul tells us.
那复苏光从黑暗里照出来的神。
The one that commanded light to shine forth in darkness has shined into our hearts.
叫我看见，叫我知道，神荣耀的光已显在主耶稣面上。
So we have the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
我在主耶稣身上看见神的荣耀。
In Jesus' life, I have seen God's glory.
所以这个人完全改变。
So this person is totally changed.
他被主耶稣完全征服了。
He has been overcome with Christ.
我们不是穿自己。
He said, I am not preaching myself. I'm preaching Christ as the Lord.
我们需要看见主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, we must.
我们需要对主耶稣真实的认识。
We need to have true knowledge.
当你看见他的时候，你生活就不一样了。
Your life will change.
你侍奉就不一样了。
Your ministry will change.
一切的做法都算不到什么。
The methods are not important.
所谓的真理。
The truth.
所谓的教训。
Whatever.
所谓的道理。
And reasoning,
只有这些都要过去。
All our reasons and truth will pass away.
永远长存的。
Only Jesus will live forever.
弟兄姊妹，提摩太前书告诉我说。
My sister, First Timothy tells us.
一个那个做执事的人。
For overseer and a deacon.
执事那 deacon, 一个做服侍的人。
And for a deacon who serves.
他们是固守真道的奥秘。
He is the one that held the truth.
今天我们有很大的一个难处。
Today we have a problem.
我们不热心便罢，若是不热心的话，那就算了。
It's okay if we're not zealous.
我们若是热心起来的话呢
？If we're zealous, Lord,
我们都固守这个真道。
We all hold on to the truth.
你看这个真理。
You see a truth.
就坚持这个真理。
And you held to that truth.
啊，这个是真理。
You say this is truth.
这个是不能改变的。
This is something cannot be changed.
他看见另外一个真理。
And this person will see another.
他也坚持那个真理。
And he will hold on to that.
就两个人呢，坚持两个真理。
And two different people held on to two different truths.
从圣经上读出来的。
All came from the Bible.
结果这两个人就开始打仗了。
And then these two will begin to fight.
你也不让，我也不让。
I will not let go. You will not let go.
圣经从来没有让我们坚持真理。
Francis said the Bible never asks us to hold on to
truth. 不要这世界是像粪土一样。
We need to treat them just like that.
这些所谓的真理也算不得什么。
And these so-called truths are not nothing.
做法也算不得什么。
These are methods of doing things are nothing.
这些教训和道理也算不得什么。
These teachings are nothing.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上就告诉我们说。
Francis said the Bible tells us.
要固守真理的奥秘。
You need to keep the mystery to.Of the truth.
每个真理都有奥秘的。
There is a mystery to every truth.
就是所有真理。
One sister, all in all.
它里面的那个奥秘只有一个。
There's only one mystery.
真理虽然很多。
There are many truths.
但是只有一个奥秘。
But only one mystery.
那个奥秘什么呢
？And what is the mystery?
神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
那就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus.
他就是真理的奥秘。
He is the mystery of all truth.
他就是真理，真理的实际。
He is the reality of all truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
我们要学习一件事
we need to learn
要固守真道的奥秘
we need to keep the mystery of truth.
换句话说
In other words,
我们要持定主耶稣基督
we need to hold on to Jesus Christ.
我们在格局而侍奉生活里头把主耶稣表明出来
in everything we do and in our living,
不要说那些不好的我们都摆在一边
we need to put aside all the bad
就是圣经所说的好的我们也摆在一边
even the good things we need to put aside
我们乃是持守的最好的
because we want to hold on to the best
那就是我们主耶稣基督
That is Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，没有什么东西能和他相比。
But sisters, there's nothing that can be
compared to Christ. 我们不是穿自己。
We're not put on ourselves.
主耶稣，他是主。
But we put on Christ.
他是一切。
I'm sorry, we're not preaching ourselves, but we are preaching Christ.
将来的时候。
At the end.
神的工作成就了。
God's work shall be accomplished.
神的旨意实践出来了。
His work shall be fulfilled.
到那一天。格罗西书告诉我说
，That day Colossians tells us，
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人
，There's no Jews, there's no Greeks，
没有化外人，没有希古提人
，There's no Gentiles，
没有自主的，没有为奴的
，There's no lords, there's no slaves，
那有什么呢
？So what do we have？
什么都没有了，到有什么呢
？We have nothing. What do we
have？ 唯有基督是一切，又在一切里面。
Only Christ, He is all in all.
主耶稣是一切。
Christ is all,
and He is in all in all. 我们今天所持守的一东西
For instance, what we held on to today, it will pass away
one day.
Heaven and earth will
change.
Only Jesus will not
change. 当那一天,
that day he will be filled in all
things. The
whole universe will reveal Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
我们是万有当初受的果子,
we are the first fruit in the universe. 我们是一切蒙恩，我们先得救的。 We are the one that has been saved first.
所以我们该领先来表明主耶稣。
So we need to be the first one to reveal Christ.
那天还没有来到的时候,
before that day comes,
然后在生活里面也好,
in our living
state, 话语里面也好,
in our words,
那么我们所持守的所有一切事物里也好,
in everything that we held on to,
我们要只持守主耶稣基督,
we need to hold on to Christ,
只保表明主耶稣,
only represent Christ,
其他都算不得什么,
all other things
这样说, 那样说, 都算不得什么,
to do it this way or that way,
这个道理,
doesn't matter,
那道理都算不得什么,
this teaching or that teaching,
这种教训,
doesn't matter,
那都算不得什么,
and this doctrine and that doctrine, it doesn't matter,
只有主耶稣是一切,
only Christ is all,
都在一切的里面,
and he is in all.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 让看见我们的主耶稣基督,
we need to see our Lord Jesus,
凡事上表明主耶稣,
so that in everything we can manifest
这个是,
our Lord,
这一个是神的用人,
this is a servant of God,
属灵的指示,
this is a spiritual ministry, this is the most important aspect of his service.
后面两点要讲,
and I saw two more points.
请弟兄姊妹放心, 我不会用时间太多,
you can relax, I won't use too much time.
第二点就是舍己的生活,
second is a self-denial life.
他说我们有宝贝在瓦器的里面,
he said we have a treasure in this jar of clay,
扩大的能力,
and to reveal this all-surpassing power.
是出于神不是出于我们,
this is from God and not from us.
我们是瓦器,
you see that we're just jars of clay.
这瓦器就知道我们这些人说的,
this jars of clay refers to ourselves.
那么我们到底瓦不瓦呢?
Are we just clay?
我们是在很瓦, 是不是?
We are clay.
不要说我们思想一点都是很瓦的,
our thoughts and our thinking are just like clay.
瓦就是土啊, 是不是?
Clay means you're just dirt.
我们北方人说, 这个人土里土气的,
the northerners say some,
那我们都是个土里土气的, 我们都是瓦器,
and some people describe others as lowly, like dirt.
我们这个是这个很脆弱的。
And also we're very fragile.
不晓得什么时候碰一下,
you just have to touch it.
就碰一下就完了,
and it would crack.
特别在美国这里开车早上出去拼命安安的,
in this country sometimes you drive out in the morning,
就给别的车碰了一下, 结果没有了,
and all of a sudden you just someone bumped
you. 也不晓得一下什么病临到我们身上了,
and sometimes a disease, a illness just come to us.
本来很健康的,
formerly you were healthy,
连一点现象都没有,
there's no symptoms of anything wrong.
一下子发现了,
but all of a sudden you discover an illness.
命运就注定了,
and then your faith has been healed.
瓦器算不得什么,
we're just clay. We're nothing.
很脆弱的,
very fragile.
但亲爱的兄弟们,
the brand system,
虽然我们是这样的脆弱,
even though we are so fragile,
我们这样的土气,
even though we're valueless,
那么但是感谢赞美主,
but we thank the Lord.
我们里头有宝贝,
we have a treasure.
我们所宝贝的不是外面的瓦器, 是不是?
What we treasure is not the jars.
我们常常在瓦器画了好多花纹啊,
many times we paint on the jar of clay.
装饰我们的自己啊,
we decorate ourselves.
亲爱的兄弟们,
but brothers and
sisters, 不是要装饰我们自己,
you don't need to.
我照着我们的本相, 是不是?
We just need to come just as I am.
我们所宝贝所夸耀的不是我们的瓦器,
because what we boast of is not the jar of clay.
我们所夸耀那是我们里头宝贝啊,
what we boast of is the
treasure
inside. There is a treasure inside.
那个宝贝是太宝太宝,
it is so precious.
那是无价之宝,
it's valueless.
没有什么东西能和它相媲美的,
there is nothing that can be compared to this treasure.
那里丰富,
it is so abundant.
那里荣耀,
and glorious.
那里伟大,
it is so great.
那里尊贵,
and they are great.
那里满了全能,
full of power.
是太宝,
it is so precious.
我们想象不到的,
it's beyond our comprehension.
弟兄姊妹, 这一个宝贝是我们眼睛从来都没有看见，我们耳朵没有听见，连想都想不出来。
This is a treasure that we have never thought of.
今天我们所知道不过还有限。
Today our knowledge of this treasure is very limited.
我们完全的知道, 那是等到有一天我们要看见他的时候。
One day when we see him, we will have the full knowledge of his presence.
全都知道。
We will know fully of his presence.
这是何等的宝贝啊！
今天
在我们里面，亲爱的兄姊妹，
我
们乃是蒙大恩的百
姓。We have received great grace.
我们算的什么
？What are we？
是这样恩待我们，
把
这宝贝赐给了我们，
并且
住在我里面，
也
成为我们的产业，
成了
我们所有的。
Becomes all that we have.
实在是太大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
兄弟们，这宝贝是什么中什么呢
？What is this treasure？
我们大家都知道。
We all know
宝贝就指着主耶稣基督说。
The treasure refers to Jesus.
除了主耶稣之外，还有什么东西是宝贝的呢
？Besides Jesus Christ, what else?
还有什么东西是可爱的
？What else is lovely?
主耶稣基督，他就是我们的宝贝。
He is the treasure.
也就是为这个宝贝
，this treasure
要从我们里头彰显出来。
Will be revealed through us.
全能要彰显出来。
His all surpassing power will be revealed.His abundance will be revealed. His glory shall be revealed.
难处啊，就是外面有个瓦器。
The problem is we still have this jar of clay.
这个瓦器啊，把它那个宝贝那个遮挡住了。
This jar of clay has totally covered.
没有办法把它的美丽再彰显出来。
And it will not allow to the beauty to show forth.
蒙恩得救是得救了。
Yes, we are saved.
宝贝的确在我们里面。
And truly, the treasure is within us.
但是我外面的样子还是很难看的。
But outwardly, we are still ugly.
那个面孔的样子。
It's not our face.
在性格上的我们还是很不像样。
It's our character that is so ugly.
我们自己也不喜欢自己。
We don't even like ourselves.
亲爱的兄弟们，那就知道我们的瓦器。
That refers to our jars of clay.
我们的自己。
That is ourselves.
这个己呀，就把我们的宝贝在遮盖起来呀。
The self has totally covered the treasure.
宝贝荣耀彰显不出来。
And will not allow the treasure to show forth.
弟兄姊妹，怎么让这宝贝显出那莫大的能力来呢
？My sister, how can you allow the treasure to show forth the all-surpassing power?
一个方法。
Only one way.
这个方法也是神的方法。
This is also God's way.
神的 counsel， 这是神的神的头算，是不是
？God's counsel.
那这是神的方法。
This is God's counsel.
就是把这个瓦器打碎掉。
That is to break.This are jars of clay.
这瓦器打碎掉了。
Once it's broken,
宝贝就彰显出来了。
We will see the
要显出莫大的能力。
We will see the all surpassing power.
这能力不是出于我们。
This power is not from us.
乃是主耶稣怎么彰显出来的。
But Jesus manifested.
那个能力何等的大。
That power is so great.
四面受敌。
He can be pressed every side.
却不被困住。
He will not be crushed.
心里作难。
Be perplexed.
却不知失望。
But not in despair.
遭逼迫。
He'll be persecuted,
却不被丢弃
but not abandoned.
达到了
He'll be struck down,
却不知死亡
yet he will not be destroyed.
你看有好几个却是不是
You see, there are so many
那个却就是宝贝的能力
And that is the power of the treasure.
都给别人包围起来了
You will be surrounded on all sides.
挤到个地步没有路可走
You will be pressed to a point there's no way out.
所以说上面还一条路了
Because some friend said there's a way out
above. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹这的确是真的，是不是
？This is the truth.
但是虽然四面受敌
，Even though you are surrounded on all sides, you have so great pressure.
感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
若是宝贝显出来的时候呢
？If you see the power, the treasure, you will not be crushed.
我一直想到有一位弟兄
，I oftentimes remember.
他到的时候真是那个痛苦非凡。
He was in such pain.
起码那三面受敌。
He has pressure from three sides.
在家里头呢，家里难处很大。
At home, he has a lot of problems.
在公司里面呢
，At work,
公司问题很多多。
There are also a lot of problems.
到教会里面来呢
，When he went to church,
在教会里得不到安慰。
And he cannot receive comfort.
教会也产生问题，也产生难处了。
Because there's also problems in the church.
所以他实在痛苦非凡呢。
He was in such pressure.
好像没有办法。
And he has no way out.
每次见到我的时候啊
，Every time he sees me,
弟兄怎么办？怎么办
？He says, "Brother Wei, what should I do?"
我就是像无用的医生一样。
I am a useless doctor.
我没有办法。
I have no way.
说，那我们就听祷告吧。
I said, "We can just pray."
我讲很多道，他都听过了。
He heard many
many
of my sermons.
不见得比我少。
He knows a lot of things.
就我们听祷告了。
We just
当然这是很好的路，是不是？当然，
this is a good way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是不能解决他问题的。
This way cannot help
him. 下次见面，你怎么办？怎么办？怎么办
？So next time when I see him, he's still asking me, "What should I do?"
他就问我弟兄啊，可以不可以基督徒可不可以自杀呀
？To the point he asked me, "Brother, can a Christian commit suicide?"
哦，基督徒不可以自杀的。
I said, "Oh no, you definitely cannot do that."
自杀就是杀人。
And you commit suicide, you're killing yourself. You're killing, you're murdering. And in the Bible, there are two sins that cannot be forgiven. One is murder. And another is adultery. So if you commit murder, you cannot be forgiven. So therefore, you cannot commit suicide. So he does not dare to commit suicide. Now he's been pressed on foresight. Praise the Lord. One day, he has met the Lord. One day, the treasure has been revealed from inside.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，四面受敌，却不被困住。Yet
will not be crushed.
得到完全的释放。
He has received total relief. He sees one thing.
约翰一书第五章告诉我们的,
that's in chapter, First John chapter 1.
真实的已经来到,
that the truth has come.
我们也在那真实的这里面,
we also live in the truth.
他是真神,
he is the true God.
又是永生,
he is also our eternal life.
当他摸着这真实的时候,
when he touched the true one,
那么这个真实的能力从那道彰显出来。
And the power is released from within. He was totally released. He was filled with joy. He said, I was so overjoyed that my tears continues to flow down. He carries with him a long towel. He said, you know how much tear I have shed. I have used this towel to dry my tears. At the end, I still had to wring the towel. He has shed so much tear.
亲爱的兄弟们,
brothers and sisters,
只要是个眼泪,
this is the principle.
把他多长久的痛苦都流出来了。
Oh, these tears that he has shed has released all his pain.
充满了死亡,
and now he is filled with joy.
还是在美中。
Praise the Lord.
那几人跟我讲的时候，哎呀，我实在很高兴。
When brother was sharing with me, I was filled with joy because our brother has been released.
四面受敌却不被困住。
He has pressure from all sides, yet he's not crushed.
又把我困住了。
And then he asked me another question.
弟兄啊，
brother，
怎么能保守住这个喜乐呀？
How can I keep this joy？
我想，若是我再回到从前痛苦的样子、痛苦的情景里面去啊，
if I had to return to my former pain，
我就是一刻钟的时间我都不能忍受了。
I cannot endure for even 15 minutes。
怎么能够保守住这个喜乐呢？
How can I keep this joy？
我又没办法了。
I was at loss of words。
让我们基督徒祷告吧。
So Christian just
say
pray.
This is like
it seems that we're removing our responsibility.
我回家的时候啊,
when I return home,
那么一句话就进到我里面来了,
a word came into my heart.
耶和华是我们的产业,
the Lord is our inheritance.
是我们杯中的份,
he is the portion of our
house.
What he has given,
他为我们施舍,
he will keep.
哎呀，我说再说怎么想不起这句话来呢？是不是？
I regretted that I did not think about this first when you asked me, because what the Lord has given to us, He will keep. You don't have to worry.
会为你保守的。
The Lord will keep for you.
约翰书也实在告诉我们。
The book of Jude also tells us.
保守我们不失脚。
He will keep us so we will not
fall. 也保守我们平平安安的。
He will keep us so that we will have peace.
亲爱的兄弟们，
brothers and sisters,
他所赐的，他为我们施舍。
What He has given, He will keep.
四面受敌。 却不被困住。
Surrounded all sides.
那为什么神叫我们遭遇这么多难处？
Why does God want us to encounter so much problem?
他遇见难处不是很好吗？
It will be better if he has no problem.
孩子们很听话。
So at home, our children are always obedient. The wife is obedient.
公司里面大家都是一同心合意在做事。
And at work, everyone will work in one heart.
也是相亲相爱。
In the church, everyone will just love one another. Can the God do such things? Why do we have so much problem?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不能够说这难处不是主许可的。
You cannot say that God did not allow this
problem. 宝座是属于他的。
The throne belongs to him.
若他不许可的话，
if he does not allow,
我们连一个头发都不会掉在地上。
Not even one hair will fall
from him. 怎么大的难处？
Such great problems, so many problems.
四面受敌,
we are hard pressed on all sides. We are perplexed. We are being persecuted.
打倒了,
and even to the point we are being struck down.
临到我们身上啊,
all these things that came to us.
难道不是主许可的吗？
Did God not allow all this? Are these just coincidences? We are his children.
难道他就不看顾我们吗？
Will he not look after us?
亲爱的兄弟们， 我们知道这是主许可。
We know that God allowed us. Even though many times the enemies will attack
us,
yet if the Lord did not allow, the enemy has no ground in us. Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主爱我们。
He loves us. He allowed these circumstances to come to us. He allowed these difficulties to come into our lives. Why?
要我们这个人破碎,
so that we can be crushed.
你不是很有办法吗?
Aren't you full of ways?
现在的办法在哪里?
Now what are you going to do?
你不是很有能力吗?
Aren't you full of abilities? Now what are you going to do?
你不是很有智慧吗?
Aren't you full of wisdom?
现在你聪明在哪里?
Now where is your wisdom?
你不是还有依靠吗?
You have all sorts of ways.
你可以依靠朋友,
you can rely upon your friends.
你可以依靠亲戚,
or rely upon your relatives.
你可以依靠弟兄姊妹,
you can rely upon brothers and sisters. Now who do you rely upon?
当主把这一切都撤回的时候,
when God had taken apart all these,
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 我们只好在这交接了。
We can only give up. Lord, I cannot
do anything. 这个瓦器有点破碎了。
Now we see a crack in the
有一点软下来了。
Now it is softened.
如果不是主这样做工的话呀,
unless God is working,
我们是多刚硬的一般人呢,
we continue to be stiff-necked. We're stubborn.
就接着得着反击,
so God has to use circumstances in order to work in us, to break us,
来压上我们,
and to press us.
好叫那个宝贝那个显出来。
So that this treasure can be seen.
他说向我怀的意念不是降灾祸的意念。
He does not have evil wills in our lives.
他说向我怀的意念乃是赐平安的意念。
But he has every will for us to be peaceful.
乃是为了叫幕后有指望。
And so that we will have eternal hope.
他要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
He will bring us into glory.
正像我们弟兄告诉我们的。
Just like what our brother shared.
神的筹算。
God's counsel.
那神的筹算就把我们带到禾场上面。
God's counsel is to bring us to the threshing floor.
要把这个麦子，这个谷粒要压碎它。
He has to crush the grains.
好让这个杂质都被除掉。
So that all impurities can be taken away.
让这个麦子产生出来。
And then we see the wheat.
成为一个粮食。
That will become the fruit of man.
耶稣也这样说过。
Jesus also said.
一粒麦子。
If a grain of wheat
若不落在地里死了,
does not fall into the
ground and die,
it is still one.
若是死了,
but if it dies,
结出许多的子粒,
he bears many grains.
Oh, 你为什么不结果子?
Why don't you bear any fruit?
为什么咱们是没有果子?
Why can we not find any fruit?
没有生命的果子,
we cannot find any fruit of life.
没有果子,
not a fruit of God.
没有服事的果子,
and no fruit of service.
我们虽然劳力,
even though we labor,
但是没有果子啊,
yet we do not see any fruit.
我们虽然追求,
we pursue,
没有果子,
yet we do not see fruit.
为什么缘故?
Why is it?
这里麦子没有落在地里死了。
This grain has not fallen into the ground and died.
坚固那稳定,
we're still that one and so secure.
我们那儿刚强,
we're so strong.
我们以为自己都算的是什么?
Because we think that we're worth something.
Brothers
and sisters,
落在地里死,
we need to fall into the ground and die. When the outward man has been crushed, when the outward man has been overcome, maybe it's our thinking, maybe it's our will, maybe it's our emotions. When the outward man has been hurt, we begin to see the crack, and we begin to see the treasure shine forth. And that little light is the fruit. We will be satisfied, and others will be received, will be supplied. God's heart will also rejoice. Let us all commit ourselves into God's hand. Allow him to work in our lives. No matter what kind of circumstances fall to us, it is not a problem of this man or that man. It is not a problem of this situation or that situation. But we need to see God's hand that is behind all these people and things. And he, all things belong to him. And he will, he uses all things to work in us.
好把我们带到死地,
so that he can bring us to the ground of death.
使我们折服在海,
and we can be overcame.
住在我们里头就透出来了。
Then we begin to see his light.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 他不是叫我们这个受灾祸。
Brother sister, he does not give us disaster.
他乃是要把我带到荣耀里。
But he desires to bring us into glory.
我们和他一同在受苦的时候。
When we suffer with him,
和他一同在荣耀。
We will also receive glory with him.
我这沾之前的苦楚。
And he says this light and momentary trouble.
要我们成就极度无比永远的荣耀。
Are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
不是顾念所见的。
We're not caring for what we can see. But we care for